Good morning. Please be seated for a moment. A warm welcome to all of you on this Canada Day weekend. Thank you for coming out this morning despite the weather. Brave souls that you are, when we left home, you could have swum to the church. My name is Adele Miles. I am your interim priest from now until our new rector arrives on the 15th of August, Reverend Michael Bruce. He's still looking for our suggestions of the best that we know about in London, and those charts to fill out are at the entrances of the church. So if you have some recommendations for Michael and Heather as they settle into London, please share them. Just a reminder that our service this morning at 10 o'clock is how we will continue through the summer, so continue to be here. Lovely to have you. Lemonade is not going to be on the lawn this morning, however, and lemonade and coffee are going to be in the hall, so I invite you to join us after the service. Thanks to Steve and to Victoria for providing our music this morning, sharing their gifts with us. The choir is taking a well-deserved break for the summer. I invite you now to stand as we continue to worship together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, you have taught us through your Son that love fulfills the law. May we love you with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength, and may we love our neighbor as ourselves. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Romans. Do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. And present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity, and do greater and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you now are ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
strife. I hear that music ringing. It sounds and echoes in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to one known to us as Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." This is the Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's funny to be preaching to you not standing on a little box. The last place I preached on a regular basis, there was a little box for me. Please be seated. One evening a few years ago, when John and I were still living in Aylmer, we were enjoying dinner with friends. The meal had moved on to tea and coffee in the living room when all of a sudden a young woman ran across the front lawn right past the living room window. A few moments later, there was a knock at the door. A little startled, I answered. There on our front porch was a stranger, looking lost and desperate. She said she was running away, not sure where exactly. Then she said God told her to knock on our door. Was there someone she could talk to? Well, as it happened at that moment, our living room contained two parish priests, a marriage and family therapist, a physician, and a nurse who worked as a crisis support volunteer in her spare time. Hard to imagine a better door to knock on. John, the marriage and family therapist, took the lead, listening and helping our guest to find herself, to calm down so she could figure out her next steps. Those of us still in the living room held a kind of quiet vigil, marveling at God's hand at work in our midst. When the woman was calm and more hopeful, we sent her on her way back to her own home with a hug, reassuring her we were here if she needed us again. She was welcome here. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." On Tuesday this week, John and I drove up to Exeter to see the Gaia exhibit at Trivet Memorial Anglican Church. If you haven't seen it yet and have some time on this wet afternoon, it's well worth the trip. There, dangling at the front of the darkened nave, is a 20-foot model of Gaia, the Earth, our island home. Produced using photographs taken from space by astronauts, this majestic, fragile globe spun quietly in space, while music composed for the exhibit played in the background. And the voices of awestruck astronauts tried to put words to what they were experiencing as they gazed on the planet Earth from space for the first time. This Gaia is the place I call home, the place we all call home, the place God created. The sphere in front of me was so beautiful, so majestic, so peaceful. Of course, that's the view from space. When you get as close to the surface as we are, we know life on this jewel of a planet can be quite different, often filled with pain, suffering and loneliness, injustice and cruelty, war and hardship. A quick glance at the headlines on any given day or a short walk along Dundas Street downtown tells quite a different story. The young woman who knocked frantically at our door that evening in Aylmer felt isolated, alone, and anxious. She couldn't see her way out, so she ran away. She had already run two long blocks before she got to our door. She was at sea, in need of someone to calm the storm and bring the peace of belonging, of being known and accepted into the chaos closing in on her. She desperately needed the gift of welcome. When Jesus sent out his disciples, he sent them with a mission to go and build welcoming relationships with those they met, relationships that revealed the face of God. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Sounds simple, doesn't it? Most of us like the idea of being welcoming. However, if we are honest, meeting new folks isn't always easy. Welcoming is not without risk. Sometimes Jesus' disciples were rejected. We might be rejected too. Even worse, the person we reach out to may turn out to be downright hostile. Yikes. Whatever the response, whether acceptance or rejection, the encounter will certainly change us. The welcome Jesus is talking about is not passive, not in the least. Welcoming, according to Jesus, is a dynamic thing. Two individuals come together, the person who offers welcome and the person being welcomed. But in the end, it's hard to tell them apart. If the person receiving welcome accepts your hospitality and responds with a welcome of their own, in that exchange, you both are blessed by God. The healing gift of God's grace rains down on both of you, and a fellowship is established with God at the heart of it. You see, God is intimately involved in the mission of the disciples, in our mission. God sustains the disciples, God sustains us as we reach out, and God rewards our hospitality. There's no getting around it. Despite the risk, Jesus and the early disciples and later the apostles put a very high value on welcoming and proclaiming the presence of God through that welcoming. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." In Aylmer, when the stranger at our door received our gift of welcome, we were all blessed. She could return home with new hope, having heard the voice of God and having met God's welcome mediated through us. And we went back to our after-dinner conversation blessed to be instruments of God through the simple act of opening the door. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." On Tuesday afternoon in the nave of Trivet Memorial, for a long time all I could do was stand there, moved to silence by the sight of Gaia. So much blue, so much water, swirling white clouds, green and brown and red land masses. I was struck by the enormity of the Pacific Ocean. How small Europe is. How small even Canada is. How small I am. How small we humans are. The words of Psalm 8 came to mind. "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are humans that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them?" Why would God want to be involved in the mess that we make of things? The answer is right there in that same psalm. "Yet you have made humans a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands." As disciples of Christ and children of God, we are infinitely precious in God's sight, each and every one of us. God cares what happens to us. We may not be perfect. We don't always get things right, heaven knows. Still, we are enough, and God has work for us to do. We know God's welcome in our own lives through our baptism and through the gift of community within the body of Christ. As followers of Jesus, as disciples, we are sent out to offer the grace we have received, the gift of God's welcome, to a world seeking to come home to God. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes any one of us welcomes Jesus, welcomes God. We Christian people are called to be welcoming, for in welcoming others, we welcome God. Every time we welcome neighbor or stranger, the kingdom of God gets a little closer, and the view of Gaia close up begins to resemble the view from space, God's eye view, the creation as God created it to be. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as together we say, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen."
Let us now focus our bodies, our minds, our hearts, and wills as we pray to the God of all creation. Holy God, you are the focus of our love and worship because you alone are the Lord who has made us and rescued us. May we not return to the slavery of sin, but live in your freedom, serving you with joy in thankfulness for all you have done for us. Heal us, Lord, and use us to your glory. Holy God, though the world may often reject you, you never fail to believe in all of us and love all of us with tenderness. We pray for all areas of conflict, deceit, mismanagement, and greed, and for all who are drawn into the chaos of evil. Heal us, Lord, and use us to your glory. Holy God, our daily lives provide such rich ground for acts of loving kindness, self-discipline, and courage. Remind us of the opportunities and strengthen us to use them. Heal us, Lord, and use us to your glory. Holy God, we thank you for all who lovingly look after those in nursing homes, hospitals, nurseries, and prisons. And we pray for all who need such care and rely on others' help. Father, the needs and concerns of all who suffer are our concern through love. We stand alongside them in prayer and remember especially Sylvia Brightwell and Liz Bailey. Heal us, Lord. Use us to your glory. Holy God, we call to mind those who have recently died and thank you for each act of goodness in their lives. Have mercy on them and forgive their failings so that they may share the joy of heaven forever. Heal us, Lord, and teach us in glory. Holy God, we thank you for our human potential for good and for your gift of grace that makes such goodness a real possibility. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Oh, peace.
we lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who, on the night he was handed to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit, and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. As our Savior taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. was blind, but now
to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And now may God the Creator grant you the grace to see yourselves as God made you. God of love, grant you the grace to value yourselves as God values you. God of love, grant you the grace to dream God's purpose for you and the courage to live that purpose from the depths of your being. And the blessing of God, Creator, Lover, and Giver of life, be with you and those whom you love and care for this day and forevermore. Amen. Rejoicing in the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit to love and serve your God.